Now the children of Israel, after their number, to wit, the chief fathers and captains of thousands and hundreds, and their officers that served the king in any matter of the courses, which came in and went out month by month throughout all the months of the year, of every course were 24,000. Over the first course for the first month was Jashobeam the son of Zabdiel, and in his course were 24,000. And over the course of the second month was Dodai, an Ahohite, and of his course was Mikloth, also the ruler. In his course likewise were 24,000. The third captain of the host for the third month was Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, a chief priest, and in his course were 24,000. This is that Benaiah who was mighty among the 30 and above the 30, and in his course was Amizabad, his son. The fourth captain for the fourth month was Asahel, the brother of Joab, and Zebediah, his son, after him, and in his course were 24,000. The fifth captain for the fifth month was Shemhath, the Izrahite, and in his course were 24,000. The sixth captain for the sixth month was Ara, the son of Ikesh, the Tekoite, and in his course were 24,000. The seventh captain for the seventh month was Helez, the Pelonite of the children of Ephraim, and in his course were 24,000. The eighth captain for the eighth month was Sibekai, the Hushathite of the Zarhites, and in his course were 24,000. The ninth captain for the ninth month was Abiezer, the Anatothite of the Benjamites, and in his course were 24,000. The tenth captain for the tenth month was Meherai, the Netophathite of the Zarhites, and in his course were 24,000. The eleventh captain for the eleventh month was Benaiah, the Pirathonite of the children of Ephraim, and in his course were 24,000. The twelfth captain for the twelfth month was Heldai, the Netophathite of Othniel, and in his course were 24,000. And David assembled all the princes of Israel, the princes of the tribes, and the captains of the companies that ministered to the king by course, and the captains over the thousands, and captains over the hundreds, and the stewards over all the substance and possession of the king, and of his sons with the officers, and with the mighty men, and with all the valiant men, unto Jerusalem. And it came to pass when the priests were come out of the holy place, for all the priests that were present were sanctified, and did not then wait by course, and they sang together by course in praising and giving thanks unto the Lord, because he is good, for his mercy endureth forever toward Israel. And all the people shouted with a great shout when they praised the Lord, because the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I hearkened and heard, but they spake not aright. No man repented him of his wickedness, saying, What have I done? Every one turned to his course, as the horse rushes into the battle. For the land is full of adulterers. For because of swearing the land mourneth. The pleasant places of the wilderness are dried up, and their course is evil, and their force is not right. There was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias of the course of Abiah, and his wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And it came to pass that while he executed the priest's office before God in the order of his course, and as John fulfilled his course, he said, Whom think ye that I am? I am not he. But behold, there cometh one after me, whose shoes of his feet I am not worthy to loose. Therefore, loosing from Troas, we came with a straight course to Samothracia, and the next day to Neapolis. But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy, and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus, to testify the gospel of the grace of God. And it came to pass that after we were gotten from them, and had launched, we came with a straight course unto Chos, and the day following unto Rhodes, and from thence unto Patara. And when we had finished our course from Tyre, we came to Ptolemais, and saluted the brethren, and abode with them one day. If any man speak in an unknown tongue, let it be by two, or at the most by three, and that by course, and let one interpret. wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Finally, brethren, pray for us, that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified, even as it is with you. I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body, and setteth on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell.